5. The Almighty and the Sevenfold Controllers. You have been instructed in the relationship of God the Sevenfold to the Supreme Being, and you should now recognize that the Sevenfold encompasses the controllers as well as the creators of the grand universe. These Sevenfold Controllers of the grand universe embrace the following. 1. The Master Physical Controllers. 2. The Supreme Power Centers. 3. The Supreme Power Directors. 4. The Almighty Supreme. 5. The God of Action, the Infinite Spirit. 6. The Isle of Paradise. 7. The Source of Paradise, the Universal Father. These seven groups are functionally inseparable from God the Sevenfold and constitute the physical control level of this deity association. The bifurcation of energy and spirit, stemming from the conjoined presence of the Eternal Sun and the Paradise Isle, was symbolized in the super-universe sense when the seven master spirits unitedly engaged in their first act of collective creation. This episode witnessed the appearance of the seven supreme power directors. Concomitant therewith, the spiritual circuits of the master spirits contrastively differentiated from the physical activities of power director supervision, and immediately did the cosmic mind appear as a new factor coordinating matter and spirit. The Almighty Supreme is evolving as the over-controller of the physical power of the grand universe. In the present universe age, this potential of physical power appears to be centered in the seven supreme power directors, who operate through the fixed locations of the power centers and through the mobile presences of the physical controllers. The time universes are not perfect. That is their destiny. The struggle for perfection pertains not only to the intellectual and the spiritual levels, but also to the physical level of energy and mass. The settlement of the seven superuniverses in light and life presupposes their attainment of physical stability, and it is conjectured that the final attainment of material equilibrium will signify the completed evolution of the physical control of the Almighty. In the early days of universe building, even the Paradise Creators are primarily concerned with material equilibrium. The pattern of a local universe takes shape not only as a result of the activities of the power centers, but also because of the space presence of the creative spirit. And throughout these early epochs of local universe building, the Creator Son exhibits a little understood attribute of material control, and he does not leave his capital planet until the gross equilibrium of the local universe has been established. In the final analysis, all energy responds to mind, and the physical controllers are the children of the mind god, who is the activator of paradise pattern. The intelligence of the power directors is unremittingly devoted to the task of bringing about material control. Their struggle for physical dominance over the relationships of energy and the motions of mass never ceases until they achieve finite victory over the energies and masses which constitute their perpetual domains of activity. The spirit struggles of time and space have to do with the evolution of spirit dominance over matter by the mediation of personal mind. The physical, non-personal evolution of the universes has to do with bringing cosmic energy into harmony with the equilibrium concepts of mind subject to the overcontrol of spirit. The total evolution of the grand universe is a matter of the personality unification of the energy-controlling mind with the spirit-coordinated intellect, and will be revealed in the full appearance of the almighty power of the Supreme. The difficulty in arriving at a state of dynamic equilibrium is inherent in the fact of the growing cosmos. The established circuits of physical creation are being continually jeopardized by the appearance of new energy and new mass. A growing universe is an unsettled universe, hence no part of the cosmic whole can find real stability until the fullness of time witnesses the material completion of the seven superuniverses. In the settled universes of light and life, there are no unexpected physical events of major importance. Relatively complete control over the material creation has been achieved. Still, the problems of the relationship of the settled universes to the evolving universes continue to challenge the skill of the universe power directors. but these problems will gradually vanish with the diminution of new creative activity as the grand universe approaches culmination of evolutionary expression.